So you had an early realization that this was not, the practice of theater was not for you. You were more interested as an observer. And if I understand it correctly, more like a critical observer. And I don't mean critical in always criticizing.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
With a critical distance. Yeah. Being critical doesn't mean you obviously have to slash and burn people. Mm-hmm. So that distance that you created, do you think that it has helped you as, I mean, your background in TSC, those 2 years at A-levels and then amateur work, and then this distance and knowing that, you know, I'm not much a practitioner, I'd rather sit back and observe. Do you think all this had any impact in you formulating your position as a critic?
I think it did. I mean, I think it's very hard to wear two hats, meaning it's very hard to be a practitioner and also have sufficient critical distance to write as a critic. So for example, if you are a full-time theatre practitioner and you're getting funding from the Arts Council to put out a certain number of productions a year, you're invested in that, and that's your full-time job, your bread and butter, it's very hard for you to be impartial enough to write reviews of other theatre companies' productions on a regular basis. I think when we talk about criticism, talking about it from a professional perspective, right? Someone who's writing it full-time, invested in it. So yeah, I think it does help to have that critical distance. But having said that, to be an effective critic, you also need to have followed the scene, to have watched enough productions for what you say to carry weight and for your analysis to be informed. I mean, I think there's a school of thought that goes something like, if you haven't seen any productions by a particular director or playwright and you're trying to write a review, that's as good as not writing the review, because your review of that would then, of the work, would then be quite shallow or more of a practical criticism kind of perspective, right? But then again, everyone has to start somewhere. So we all start by watching and then slowly building up. But I guess the key is to have some kind of involvement in the scene, but yet the critical distance to be able to comment on it impartially.